And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. Season 2 of My Name is Scott starts now. You know the kind of guy who does bad things and wonders why his life sucks? Well, that was me. Every time something good happened to me, something bad was always waiting around the corner. Karma. That's when I realised I had to change. So I made a list of everything bad I've ever done, and one by one, I'm going to make up for all my mistakes. I'm just trying to be a better person. My name is Scott.
I'm so excited. Okay, so this all came about because you were having bad luck, weren't you?
Yep.
You thought it was karma.
Yeah.
You've done bad things.
I have.
And you want to put them right.
Yes.
Okay, so far you've paid the price for playing... You remember when you played the wrong request for a listener on the radio?
Wrong request, sorry. Wrong request?
He wanted to play a love song.
Oh, yeah, so that he could...
woo somebody. Yeah, but instead of a love song, you ended up dedicating this to her.
Born in the USA. Oh, yeah. Didn't really help him, did it?
No, not at all. So that was the first one.
Yeah.
Then you got a listener to destroy her boyfriend's boxes of stuff before that belonged to his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. And they split up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made Joe Wiley the target of eco-warriors.
I did, yeah.
And making the other Radio 1 DJs believe that Joe Wiley fancies them.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember. I forgot about that.
Hello.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Joe, what's up, baby?
I can't wait to make love to you.
Yeah, we had such a nice time last time, baby. Joe, you are so naughty.
Oh, yeah. We just got some clips of Joe and Nicole Westwood and other people.
Yeah, so that was that one.
Yeah.
And yesterday, you paid the price for another bad thing you've done, didn't you?
Yep.
And this is what happened.
My name is Scott.
Right, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you recognise this voice?
Hi, Scott.
Yes. Yes, I do. It's Joe Wiley.
Say hello.
Hi, Joe.
Don't answer back. This is a recorded message, Dumbo.
Yeah, all right. You told me to say hello. You knew she was going to say that.
Keep talking to her.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Time for you to pay for what you've done. Again. Now, can you think what it might be on your list of horrible things that you've done to me this time?
Oh, gosh, she doesn't leave it, does she?
What else could it be?
I don't think I've done anything to her recently.
Dig deep.
I'll give you a clue. Remember when Mika came round to my house to do a show? Big moment, all family there. And you planted loads of things in my house to embarrass me.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not bad enough to have photographs of you planted literally in every single room we went to, can you remember what you put under the bed?
I remember now.
What was it?
Yes, a whip. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah.
And do you remember that my son was there as well? Jude, 8 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the moment that he discovered the whip under the bed?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, people have been planting stuff here. Oh, you're so funny. You're so funny. That's a
what? What is it? Tell me what it is.
Is that a whip?
Yeah, Jude, Mummy knows nothing about that whip. I have no idea how it got here. Okay. Right. So
what do you think? It's a little bit strange.
Mum, what have you been doing?
You don't need to know.
Oh, yeah, I had forgotten about that.
Can you imagine that might have been a teeny weeny little bit difficult for me?
Oh, yeah. I could hear it in your voice, Joe. Why am I talking to her? She's not even here. This is weird. Press one.
Yeah, right. Well, you wronged me, Scott, and now you're going to pay for it, all in the name of karma.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
She sounds quite scary when she's angry.
Yeah, she is scary.
Outside Radio 1 is a car.
There's lots of cars outside Radio 1.
Stop being clever.
Get in the car.
Ooh, I quite like that. Yeah.
Get in the car.
Come on.
Get in the car. Get in the car.
Where should I go, Joe?
Get in the car.
Oh, okay, if you say so. I quite like that.
You're so wrong.
Let me just find some appropriate music. Hang on.
Oh, no.
Hi, Scott. Get in the car.
Oh. Yes.
Guess in the car.
You can imagine her with a whip now.
Why did you go French then?
Guess in the car. Guess in the car.
Anyway, maybe that's just me. So, okay, I have to get in a car, right?
It'll take you to a secret location where I will get my own back on you.
Oh, good morning.
I like it.
I want you to pay.
You've gone French again.
I want you to pay.
Yep. I don't think this is working or having the desired effect. You're meant to be scared, not turned on.
I want you to pay.
Okay, good.
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Okay, Joe, you're weird. So I have to get in a car now.
Yeah, there's one outside.
Right, and you can find out on Radio 1 next what happened when I got in that car.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, Season 2 of My Name is Scott starts now. You know the kind of guy who does bad things and wonders why his life sucks? Well, that was me. Every time something good happened to me, something bad was always waiting around the corner. Karma. That's when I realised I had to change. So I made a list of everything bad I've ever done, and one by one, I'm going to make up for all my mistakes. I'm just trying to be a better person. My name is Scott.
I'm so excited. Uh-huh. Okay, so this all came about because you were having bad luck, weren't you?
Yeah.
You thought it was karma.
Yeah.
You've done bad things.
I have.
And you want to put them right.
Yes.
Okay, so far you've paid the price for playing... You remember when you played the wrong request for a listener on the radio?
Wrong request, sorry.
He wanted to play a love song.
Oh, yeah, so that he could...
woo somebody. Yeah, but instead of a love song, you ended up dedicating this to her.
Born in the USA. Oh, yeah. Didn't really help him, did it?
No, not at all. So that was the first one.
Yeah.
Then you got a listener to destroy her boyfriend's boxes of stuff before that belonged to his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. And they split up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made Joe Wiley the target of eco-warriors.
I did, yeah.
And making the other Radio 1 DJs believe that Joe Wiley fancies them.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember. I forgot about that.
Hello.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Joe, what's up, baby?
I can't wait to make love to you.
Yeah, we had such a nice time last time, baby.
Oh, it!
Joe, you are so naughty.
Oh, yeah. We just got some clips of Joe and Nicole Westwood and other people.
Yeah, so that was that one.
Yeah.
And yesterday, you paid the price for another bad thing you've done, didn't you?
Yep.
And this is what happened.
My name is Scott.
Right, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you recognise this voice?
Hi, Scott.
Yes. Yes, I do. It's Joe Wiley.
Say hello.
Hi, Joe.
Don't answer back. This is a recorded message, Dumbo.
Yeah, all right. You told me to say hello. You knew she was going to say that.
Keep talking to her.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Time for you to pay for what you've done. Again. Now, can you think what it might be on your list of horrible things that you've done to me this time?
Oh, gosh, she doesn't leave it, does she?
What else could it be?
I don't think I've done anything to her recently.
Dig deep.
I'll give you a clue. Remember when Mika came round to my house to do a show? Big moment, all family there. And you planted loads of things in my house to embarrass me.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not bad enough to have photographs of you planted literally in every single room we went to, can you remember what you put under the bed?
I remember now.
What was it?
Yes, a whip. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah.
And you remember that my son was there as well. Jude, 8 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the moment that he discovered the whip under the bed?
Yeah, sorry about that, though.
Oh, people have been planting stuff here. Oh, you're so funny. You're so funny. That's a
what? What is it? Tell me what it is.
Is that a whip?
Yeah, Jude, Mummy knows nothing about that whip. I have no idea how it got here. Fun. Okay. Right. So
what do you think? It's a little bit strange.
Mum, what have you been doing?
You don't need to know.
Oh, yeah, I had forgotten about that.
Can you imagine that that might have been a teeny weeny little bit difficult for me?
Yeah. I could hear it in your voice, Joe. Why am I talking to her? She's not even here. This is weird. Press one.
Yeah, right. Well, you wronged me, Scott, and now you're going to pay for it, all in the name of karma.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
She sounds quite scary when she's angry.
Yeah, she is scary.
Outside Radio 1 is a car.
There's lots of cars outside Radio 1.
Stop being clever.
Guess in the car.
Ooh, quite like that.
Guess in the car.
Good morning.
Guess in the car. Guess in the car.
Where should I go, Joe?
Guess in the car.
Oh, okay, if you say so. I quite like that.
You're so wrong.
Let me just find some appropriate music.
Oh, no.
Hi, Scott. Guess in the car.
Oh. Yes.
Guess in the car.
You can imagine her with a whip now.
Why did you
Hi,
go
Scott.
French, then?
Guess in the car. Guess in the car.
Anyway, maybe that's just me. So, okay, I have to get in a car, right?
It'll take you to a secret location where I will get my own back on you.
Oh, good morning.
I like it.
I want you to pay.
You've gone French again.
I want you to pay.
Yep. I don't think this is working or having the desired effect. You're meant to be scared, not turned
I want
on.
You to pay.
Okay, good.
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Okay, Joe, you're weird. So I have to get in a car now.
Yeah, there's one outside. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
My name is Scott. So I'm making up for all the bad things that I've done. This happened yesterday when I got in Joe Wiley's car.
Okay, so this is the deal. We're in an old warehouse in North London. It's called the Electro Works. It's very much like the kind of place that you'd see a Skins party, if you've ever watched the Skins show. There's a lot of carnage goes on here, obviously, and today's going to be no different to that. What's going to happen, Scott? I'm going to ask you... Well, I've got 10 questions for you to choose from. You get one right, nothing happens. You're absolutely fine. Get one wrong... And I shoot you with a paintball gun. Huh. I've been rehearsing. The subjects of your questions today, they're really easy.
Right.
It's a Scott Mills show. So okay. If you don't know your own show, then what kind of a broadcaster are you?
True. I have to say, I've never seen Joe Wiley quite so scary as I did yesterday. Because normally when you go paintballing, it's like a group of people, isn't it? It's a bit of a laugh. It's not one person just aiming straight at you with a paintball gun. And the location was quite scary as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were like... It is a paintballing centre, isn't it?
Yeah, but it looked like one of those places, like, you know, off of gangster films? Like, really deserted. It looks like the kind of place you get taken before you get whacked. Do you know what I mean?
I wondered what you were going to say.
A bit like The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Don't ask quiz questions on The Sopranos, though, do they? Maybe they should. Maybe they are. It's finished.
It's a whole new way.
Maybe The Sopranos would have been better if Tony Soprano had asked some general knowledge questions. Would have made it a little bit more popular. Anyway, back to my name is Scott. Are you ready for it? There I am in an attractive jumpsuit, wearing a mask to protect my teeth, answering quiz questions, and she's aiming right at me.
Your first question, then. Once on your show, you accidentally groped a Page 3 girl's boobs, but what was her name?
Her name was... Hayley.
Hayley?
Yeah.
How are you spelling Hayley?
H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
That's Peter. Spelled P-E-T-A. So you got it wrong. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
There's no way you can't... It's really difficult to differentiate whether I'm aiming high or low. And if you jump around like that, then I'm going to get you in the nut.
Go lower.
Ready? Ah! Are you alright? I didn't mean to hurt you. Are you okay?
Oh, my arm. Oh, he said that really hurt.
No, he said if I get you in certain places, there might be small bruises, but otherwise...
Small? Ah! Oh.
I can't tell you how much that really, really hurt my arm.
Do you know what? You actually sound terrified.
No, listen.
Ready? Yeah. Go lower.
Ready? Ah! Oh, God.
Yeah, you got the funny heavy breathing
horrible.
And everything.
I hate it. Anyway, back to the quiz with the difference.
In one of your pointless surveys, what percentage of people thought that Britney Spears smelled like fish? This is an easy one, I think you'll agree.
No, it's not.
I don't know. 58%.
He's moving out of the way. I can't shoot a moving target. The right answer was 64%.
Oh, he on again!
Right, Laura, you were there and you're actually holding your arm now in sympathy.
I'm getting sympathy pain for you.
Twice in the same arm. I don't actually know much about my own show, do I? Have you noticed?
No, you really... You were crap.
I was. I can't remember.
You'd be really ashamed.
It's like asking you to recall every single conversation you've had every day. You can't remember everything that you do.
Yeah, but she asked these questions so that you'd have a chance. No, it's your own fault.
I'm not very good at it. It just goes in and out, you know?
Right. What are we talking about?
Okay, on with the quiz.
The next one. What's the name of the child who likes turtles? You remember him?
Eric.
How can you not know your show so badly?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, his name is Jonathan the Zombie.
Oh, oh, I can still feel the pain.
It's that sound.
That one got me right in the ghoulies.
Oh, yeah.
Am I allowed to say ghoulies?
Yeah.
Can we bring that word back? It's quite a 70s, isn't it? I quite like it. Listen, again, that's right there it was. Oh. Oh!
Hello?
Yes, I'm fine.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
Right, this is too high, that's too low. Okay?
Text coming in. Darren, Scott, you're a big girl. It actually does hurt. Lee from Coventry, paintball doesn't hurt that much. It does when she's that close and aiming at you, actually. Thank you.
When she got you in the ghoulies, you properly went over, didn't you? You doubled up on the floor.
You can see it. There's going to be a video online. You can see all this. We filmed it.
Do they still hurt you, ghoulies?
My arm hurts more than my ghoulies, to be honest.
Your next question. You were off sick for a day last May. What was the real reason?
What was the real reason?
It was May 2007. Think back to what was going on then.
I've never been so scared of you as now.
Right, you were off sick. What was it?
I had flu.
How can you have forgotten that was the day that Liberty X split up?
So rubbish!
I sounded like I was quite enjoying it.
Yeah, and you also sound a bit like a pirate.
Actually, hang on a second.
Do you not think?
Yeah. This might work.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Absorbent and yellow and porous is he? Nautical nonsense be something you wish? Drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
It's 4 minutes to five on Radio 1. Yeah, thanks. I don't know why I did that. It's weird. I was just relieved not to be hitting the ghoulies again, I think. If you want to see the video of me getting hurt, it's online now, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Have a look.